We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning for the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, last Mishnah in this Perek Ketzim Avrim. We just learned before a lot about this Mishnah, and let's read the Mishnah inside. Anchi Ir Gedayla Mahalchin Es Kol Ir Ketana. People who live in a big city could walk an entire small city from the big city. Anchi Ir Ketana Mahalchin Es Kol Ir Gedayla. And people from the Ir Ketana could walk the whole entire Ir Gedayla. That is one girsa. And for that girsa, the Ketzad explains how that's possible. Ketzad, Mishahaya be'ir gedayla, someone who lived in the big city, Venosa Zeruvi be'ir ketani, put his erev, his pas, his chala, in the small city. So then he could walk that city and 2,000 amas out of the city. Be'ir ketana, if he lived in the irkatana, Venosa Zeruvi be'ir gedayla, put his erev in the big city. Mahalach es kula v'chutzala pa'ayim amma. He could walk in that whole city and then out of it, 2,000 amas. Now the other gear says, "Anchi Yerkdela Mahalchem is Kol Yerkatana, ve'ain Anchi Yerkatana Mahalchem is Kol Yerkdela." Why? Because the tchum of the Yerkatana reaches halfway into the Yerkdela. Therefore, you can't go to the Yerkdela. And then the Ketzad is going on a new thing. That when could you go the whole small city or the whole big city if you put the Erev there? Now, Rabbi Kiva is going to come and argue in this halacha. This halacha is not so poshut. That I put an Erev in a city, I could walk the whole city. Keilu it's Dalet Ames. It doesn't count towards my tchum. Is a chiddush d'rabbanan. That means like this. That's pashut. If you, this is your city and you're shavus in your own city, that's pashut. The whole city is like 4 amos and you count to 2,000 amos from out of your home base, out of the city. The chiddush of this Mishnah is that even putting an Erev also, the whole city is like dalet amos. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Rabbi Kiva oimeh, ein lo elu mokoim iruva yapayim amos. Rabbi Kiva says that when that's your place where you live, of course you get the whole city is like dalet amos and 2,000 amos out of it. But when you put an Erev somewhere, you only have from your Erev 2,000 Amis, and you don't get the whole city is not like Dalet Amis. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. I'm not Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva tells Rabbanan, "Yat the Moidinli, don't you agree to me? When you're in a Ruvi b'Ma'ara, you put an Erev in a cave. She'en le'amakim Ruvi b'Ayim Amma. They only get 2,000 Amis from your Erev, and not further than that. Amrulai." Yeah, maybe it's true, the Rabbanan said, but Amos Avis Mount Shem, but Durim, when there's no one who lives there. Avayesh, but Durim, if someone lives there, if it's a place of living, Mahalach is cool, v'chutzal by Mama, Yitaka do get, if you put the Erev there, you get the whole area. And it sounds like from our Mishnah, the Rabbanan agree that if you put an Erev in a place where no one lives, then Taka, you only get 2,000 Amos from your Makam of Erev, but not the whole enclosed area is like Dalet Amos. Nimtza, Kal Teuchem al Gaba. Turns out that inside of Ma'ara is more cooler than the top of Ma'ara, because inside of Ma'ara you put an Erev, so then you start counting 2,000 Amos from the out of the enclosure. Mashenka, if you put Erev on top of the Ma'ara outside, where there's no durim, no walls, there you count 2,000 Amos from the Makam of Erev, and you don't get the whole area like Dalet Amos. And the Mishnah ends off, L'moidit she'omru nois na'pai ma'ama, someone who's measuring his tchum of 2,000 Amos, the halach is, they only get 2,000 amas. Afilu soif vidas the kol ma'ara. Even if the end of Yemida lands in the middle of ma'ara, you don't get the whole ma'ara. You only get till that spot. And this is one of the halachas that we learned, that same thing when it comes to a city. If it ends in the middle of a city, you can't go further, because you only get 2,000 amas, and if the city is not swallowed in 2,000 amas, you count every part of that city towards your 2,000 amas. So we learned in our Mishnah, Mechlekes, Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbanon. And like we said, everyone agrees that if you're Shavas in your city, you get the whole city, and then 2,000 Amos out of your city. The Mechlekes was when you put an Erev in a city. According to the Rabbanon, you also get that whole area, and you only start counting 2,000 Amos from out of the city. According to Rabbi Kiva, and you should know, this city is even for out of wall, a city. You count from out of the city 2,000 Amos. And Rabbi Kiva said, no, when you put an Erev somewhere, you count 2,000 Amos from the Erev. Now the Gemara is bringing down Machloikis in the Rabbanan Shita. Is there a difference between two spots? Legabe Haniach Yeruvay. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Shavas Be'ir Chareva. If you have a city, then it's destroyed. There's mechitzas around it, but no one lives there. It's a desolate city. Shavas Be'ir Chareva. The Rabbanan Mahalach Es Kula V'Chutzala Apayim Amma. That's where you were Shavas. That's your home base. You slept there. That's where you stayed for Shabbos. So you get the whole enclosure, and out of it you get 2,000 Amos. But the niyachas aruve b'yachareve, if you put an erev in this spot, then ain lo yamakim ruve alpayim amma. Then he agrees to Rabbi Kiva, they only get from makim ruve 2,000 amas, and you don't get from out of the enclosure 2,000 amas. At the end of the day, the enclosure is not considered dalet amas when you put an erev there. There's a difference between shavas or a niyach aruve. Similar to Rabbi Kiva says, but every city, the rabbanon agree also has a difference between shavas and a niyach aruve. By shavas, the whole place is like dalet amas. By niyach aruve, it's not like Dalet Amos, when it's an Ir Chareva, when it's a desolate city. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer argues, Echad Shavas ve'echad Aniach, Mahalchas Kula v'chutz al-Abayim Ama. Say if you camp there, and say if you just put an Erev there, you get the whole area, and out of it, 2,000 Amas. Meisvei, when asked the Kasha, Omalem Rabbi Kiva, now Mishnah, it sounds like I'm a first Shirai from my own Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Omalem Rabbi Kiva, tells the Rabbani, you have to maiden leave, and since Ruvi b'ma'ara, if you put your Erev in a ma'ara, which no Durim live there, Shailim Makam Ruvel Paim Amma, you only get 2,000 Amas from your Makam Erev. Omrulay, their bond answer, Amos of his man, Shayim Badurim, then I agree to you. So it's Mash, Mahabayim Badurim, no Durim in the Ma'ara, what's the halacha? Maidile, I am Maidu to you that you don't get the whole area. You count 2,000 Amas from Makam Erev. So it sounds like a first Shariah to Rabbi Huda Mashmuel, that like a Ir Chareva, Nir Chareva, Ir Chareva, only get from Makam Ruvel 2,000 Amas. Sounds like a first Shariah. And for the Gemara, you know what it means? Emes Avizan Shem Badurim doesn't mean there's no one lives there. My Em Badurim in a royal deer. It's not royal deer. It has no walls. The mechitzas fell down. There are no walls. And that's the pshat why that there's no walls, and that's why it's not royal deer. And therefore, even if you put an Erev there, you don't get the place knocks it out. That's why he agrees. But of course, even if Rabbi Laz will still say, but Ir Chareva, Avadi will get the whole place Kedat Amis. It comes out that in the place where there's no walls there, Lachar, even Shavas wouldn't work there because there's no mechitzas. So there, that's what it means, ma'ara. Ein badira means ein real adira. Let's try bringing it all right. Tashma Shavas be'ir. It says Shavas be'ir. Here's, you stayed in the city. It's mashma dafka if you stayed, not for the Erev. Shavas be'ir. Afilu higdoyle kantuchi. Even if the city is as big as Antuchi, which is a huge city. Or b'ma'ara, or you were shavas in the ma'ara. Afilu ki ma'ara tzidkiyo melech Yehuda. Even if it's as big as the ma'ara of tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo ha-melech had a tunnel. It was a cave that went from Yerushalayim until Yerichai. He used it to escape from Nebuchadnezzar. He used this tunnel to escape from Nebuchadnezzar. It was a huge, very long, long tunnel. You know, miles long. So if someone's shavas in there, afilu ki ma'ara tzidkiyo melech Yehuda, mahalech eskula v'chutz la'apayim ama. That whole area is considered g'dalat amas, because there's shavas there. And it gets out of it 2,000 amas. I'll make it a dia. Ktani, ear dumi demara. Probably ear hagadayla is like similar to demara. Mama ora chareva. After chareva, we're talking about a place that has no people living there. And still mashma, v'shavas in. Dafka, if you were shavas, do you get it? Avalaniach loy. If you put an ear of there, it doesn't work. Nemani, which, who is this? Kiva the Rabbana, who is this Braisa? The Braisa sounds like we're talking about an ear chareva. A ma'ora, no one lives here. It has walls. And the loch is, dafka, if you're there for Shabbos, do you get the whole place kadal amis? But if you put an ear of there, it's not. Good, because the mashal after Shabbos not handiach. So money. Ilim Rabbi Kiva. If it's Rabbi Kiva, so my ear yechareva. Why do you have to say that it's chareva? I feel yeshiva nami. Even if someone lives there, when you put an eruv there, you never get the 2,000 amas out of the enclosure. You always have to count inside the enclosure according to Rabbi Kiva. So why do you have to say ear chareva? Elalav. It must be the rabbana. It must be the rabbana. It must be Rabbanon. The time of the Shavas in. Avaniach loy. It must be Rabbanon. If you put an Erev in this place with no Durim, it doesn't work. So it's a Kasha on Rabbi Elazar. Now Rashi just has a question. That why can't you say that it's going according to Rabbi Kiva? Your question is, why did it say Chareva? Even if there's people living there, Haniach doesn't work. So Rashi has a Kasha. Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. And the Chiddush is that Shavas in the Ir Chareva works. He says, that's Pasha, Rashi says. Because we had a Gemara before, that even a tail of a neck of a Kama Katsura, even if you have like a mountain or a big valley, and no one lives there, that's enough to Mahalach Eskula. That's Pasha, if a Shavas there, that wouldn't be a Chiddush. So the Gemara's question is, that must be the Rabbanon, and it's Mashma Dafka Shavas, but Haniach does not work. Why? Because it's the Ir Chareva. So it's a Kasha Rabbi Laz, Gemara, lo yitei ma'ir dumi dama'ara. Don't say it's the ear similar to ma'ara, lo yitei ma'ara dumi de'ir. It was a ma'ara that's similar to a city. Ma'ir yeshiva, ma'ara yeshiva. We're talking about someone who lives in this ma'ara, and someone lives in the city. And still the halacha is, dafka shavas, but haniach eruvei there, you would not get the whole city, kedal ramis. And who is it like? Rabbi Kivi, to'oma ein lo yimokim eruvei ela apayim ama. It's going according to Rabbi Kivi holds, that ein lo yimokim eruvei ela apayim ama. You only get Makam, even if it's an inhabited city, if you put your Erev there, it doesn't work. Only for Shavas there. But not where you put Erev. It's like Rabbi Kiva. Right, the Gemara, Haki say it's a city that's inhabited. Well, Kamaras, Tzidkiyo, Ketani. It's like Maras Tzidkiyo. And Maras Tzidkiyo, no one lives. skipped a few words and read in time. Rekivi, Dama Ilan Makam Ruvel Apaimam. But with Shavas, Maida. Yeah, for the Marvel Kamaras is Gyok Tani. We're asking the Chayr is Gemara Sugyo, and it's Gemara Sugyo, no one lives. Rashi explains why is no one lives in Gemara Sugyo. Either he says because it belongs to the king, or he says now no one lives in it. And still we're saying, comparing it to what it looks like now, and we're saying that's enough. So how can you say they're talking about place where you're living? So Gemara, no. Kamara Sugyo, below Kamara Sugyo. It's we're just using it as an example for the size of it. Kamara Sugyo, Gedoyla. It's like Kamara Sugyo that's so big. Below Kamara Sugyo, Dila Hosam Chareva, that doesn't have people living there. V'halcha Yeshiva, this does have people living there. Akaponim, what comes out here that is that we did not slug up Rabbi Lazar, and it's very possible that the Rabbanu will hold that Hania Cheruva, even in a place with no Durim, as long as it has walls, you will get the whole area plus 2,000 Amis out of it. And the Perek ends with a Maisa that has to do with Machlekes or Akiva and the Rabbanu. Mar Yehuda Shechinu Lebnei Marachta, Mar Yehuda found that the Bnei Marachta, the Kamoisa Revai Bnei Knishta Bnei Oguvar, they would put the Erev in the, there's a huge base medrash, like a few, like, let's say 1,000 Amos away from the city. They put the Erev there. Now, one end of this Beis Medrash was around 1,950 Amos away from the city. And the other side was, you know, 1,500 Amos away from the city, of the very big Beis Medrash. And they put in the Beis Medrash. Amar Lahu, so Yehuda said, Gavu Beitvei, push it to the end of the Beis Medrash so it should be far away from the city, so you should get more 2,000 Amos, more like space for Erev, more bang for your buck. Put it further in the because Rehuda Namdan, you only get 2,000 amos from the Makam Erev. So the further you put it, the better it is, because you go even 2,000 amos from the Erev away from the city. So the further you put it away, the further you could go away. So he said, go push it in more, because you get more place, more amount of area to be able to walk. So obviously Namdan, like Rabbi Akiva, holds you get from Makam Erev 2,000 amos. Because if you hold it to Rabbanon, once you put the Erev there, you get the entire base medrash and 2,000 amos out of the base medrash. So Rava tells Mar Yehuda, Palga'ah. He calls him, you're a chaylik and chamim. By Erevin, less the chashlah to Akiva. No one holds like Rabbi Akiva. No one's worried about Rabbi Akiva. Like Rashi says, the Kaimel Allah could be make up Erev. We pass like the make up Erev. So no one's choshes shitas Rabbi Akiva. And everyone holds, if you put an Erev in a city, you get the entire city. Even though you weren't actually Shavas there, putting an Erev in a city or putting an Erev in a Bnei Knishta, obviously this Bnei Knishta was a place they used, so it's called Diridik, and or going to Rabbi Elazar that you don't need Diridik, but he said everyone holds it there, Rabbanon, that putting an Erev in that spot is enough, because you're passing like Divra HaMekel Be'Erev, and therefore you don't have to push it in. Anywhere you put it, you get the whole place, Kedalat Amis. Hadron Aloch, Ketzad Ma'abirim, Beli Neder. Those that finished it.